The Steelers' final preseason game is Sunday at Acrisure Stadium. I'll be on hand, as will Jenna Harner, and she's here on hand for this episode of the Locked On Steelers podcast. We're going to give you our five top positions to watch in this game. One of them, of course, is quarterback. We'll give you our thoughts on that, the left guard battle, off-ball linebacker, edge rusher, and wide receiver, all right here in the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button on this video if you enjoyed. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel to get our daily Monday through Friday episodes, as well as our bonus content whenever we release it. We thank you for making the Locked On Steelers podcast your first listen every day. Joining me today, as we always love to have her on Friday, Jenna Harner from Channel 11 WPXI. Jenna, what's up?
Chris, how are you? Happy Friday. We are headed into like the final week of preseason football, which is insane. We got so much ahead of us.
We do. There's a lot ahead of us right now, and there's a lot of excitement right now for a lot of different battles. But of course, everyone wants to talk about the quarterback one. Now, I've talked about it on the Wednesday episode of the show, but I wanted to revisit with this with you because it seems like there's now this push to say there is a quarterback battle. And Mike Tomlin did say it will be decided in this preseason game. But you and I were talking off camera. This thing's been decided. It is Mitch Trubisky. And this is not to slight Kenny Pickett, but the Steelers are going to protect him from having to grow too fast. And there's nothing wrong with that. They're not hating Kenny Pickett. They're just protecting their long-term interest in him.
No, absolutely. And this is kind of the best case scenario if you're a Steelers fan. I know a lot of people immediately want Kenny Pickett in there based on what he's done the last two preseason games, how he's looked throughout the majority of training camp, all the growth that he's taken in his progressions that we're hearing so many of the players talk about. But in reality, at least coming in from my perspective, this was never going to be, Mitch Trubisky isn't going to be that guy. Like, there's a reason that they brought him in on the contract that they brought him in, at the point of the offseason that they brought him in. And with his experience and the way that he is, like, he knows the NFL and the fact that he has, 6 years? Is that right? Around that? Yeah, 6 years of that experience. I mean, this was never really, in my mind, his job to lose. I think they want to see what they've seen out of Pickett. And of course, they're probably pleasantly surprised. I don't even want to say surprised, but just pleasantly content with what Kenny Pickett has demonstrated up to this point throughout training camp. And now as we kind of head into, switching gears into the start of the season almost, but until there's going to be a point this season where Mitch Trubisky either gets injured or there's a point where Kenny Pickett is just looking better than Mitch Trubisky is in practice and things on those lines, he's not going to not be the starter, in my opinion.
Right. And I think that's the thing, is that Trubisky is the slated guy, and also just the little things that we in the media notice, like the Steelers traditionally, it's, before pandemic times when everyone had to take the podium, it used to be everyone else was in the locker room, but the podium was Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger because he was your QB1 and he was your head coach. Well, during the preseason games, it's been Mitch Trubisky to the podium in that form. And, I think it'd be a little different if it was Mr. Trubisky and Kenny Pickett, or Mr. Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, or all three of them, but it's specifically been them. He is the starting quarterback of this team. I know that Mike Tomlin said, hey, it'll be decided there. I think the only thing that might get decided is like, hey, do you want to really make Kenny Pickett your QB2 sooner rather than later? Like, if Mitch goes down, does Kenny go in or does Mason go in? And I think that's more so what's getting decided here is if Kenny Pickett gets a larger sample size and does very well with it again in a preseason game, then you're like, okay, maybe you don't need to coddle him, but still Mitch is your starter. It's just that if Mitch goes down, give Kenny the shot instead of Mason. I think that's where this could get very interesting as the season rolls on. And as I pointed out before, Mitch Trubisky has never played a full season where he started every single game for his team, whether it's been for injuries or other reasons.
No, absolutely. And again, like, I know Steelers fans that have loved what Kenny Pickett has put on tape up to this point want to see him in action. They want to see him out there because he's their next in their minds and what the Steelers drafted him for, he's that next franchise guy. At least that's what the Steelers think he can be. And that's what a lot of fans are starting to see potential from Kenny Pickett in being that guy. But there's no need to rush this. And I know that that seems kind of crazy because everyone's like, well, if he's ready, put him in. And obviously, you know, the coaching staff has gone over so much more than we have and just us in our conversations talking about it. But it's not a bad thing for him to really be able to learn and take some time. And then whether it's this season, whether it's next season, if there's a point where it's like, all right, Kenny Pickett, it is your time to shine, it will be that time. But I don't think a lot of people kind of want to be, oh my God, well, if he doesn't get the starting job, it means this. No, it's a good thing that if they don't throw him in the fire, at least in my perspective.
No, I think it's a very good thing. And again, it's just about earning your way through different checkpoints, because, you know, like Kenny Pickett did really well. If Kenny Pickett didn't do really well against the third stringers and second stringers of the Seahawks, this, we wouldn't be having this discussion, but he did well. So he gave him first team reps against the Jaguars. If he didn't do well against that, we wouldn't be having this discussion. And so it's just checking your boxes all the way there. You're going to make him earn the job, which is what you do with all starting quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes didn't start right away. Josh Allen didn't start right away. Ben Roethlisberger didn't start right away. And again, for most of those guys, there wasn't some established guy. It's different when it's like, you know, Aaron Rodgers had Brett Favre. You're not just going to supplant Brett Favre right away. But, you know, again, but like Ben Roethlisberger, Tommy Maddox, no one was holding a spot for him. It was just, hey, you're going to make this guy earn it. And that's what, it's not just a Mike Tomlin thing. It's not just a Steelers thing. This is I think a well-organized NFL organization thing. And that's why I think Steelers fans need to not fret right now. The biggest thing, if you're rooting for something in this as a Steelers fan, root for Trubisky and Mason and Kenny Pickett to all play very, very, very well. And to say, hey, all of these quarterbacks look competent within Matt Canada's system. Cause to me, that's the most important part, whether, you know, because again, I don't see any of these guys having the leash of, if you have a really bad game that you just stay there and fight through it. I think that that what you're going to see this season is someone's going to have a bad game. It's just going to happen because they're all younger quarterbacks, and even great quarterbacks have bad games. But there might be a time where Mike Tomlin says, hey, whoever you are, Mitch, Kenny, Mason, whoever's in at that point, good fight. We'll get him next time, but this guy's going to come in and take over. And when you have three guys who can run an offense and be competent with it, I think that's a flexibility that's an advantage to a team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that all three of these guys have looked very solid throughout camp, and what they put on tape throughout these two games, you know, obviously looking, you know, back at the Jags, there was some questions when it came to the offensive line, but also looking at Trubisky's escapability and what he was able to do and his mobility, which he talked about earlier this week. But those are types of things that, again, it should give you excitement that it's like, okay, we have, you know, three competent guys that can go out there. How do they differentiate compared to each other? Obviously, with Mitch being in that starting role right now, that's what you want to see. You want to have the confidence that if, God forbid, one of the guys goes down, you're okay with who's coming in and you're okay with who's stepping in after that guy, and knowing that he's going to keep your team probably at a consistent level to follow.
Right. And I think that's the bottom line, is that you want to keep someone that can just kind of keep it at a consistent level. Again, you're not looking for a quarterback to be a superstar. You're looking for a quarterback to run the offense, let the Steelers playmakers go to work, because they do have a lot of them. There's Najee Harris is going to be there. Pat Freiermuth is going to be there. Zach Gentry is even impressed. We've talked about how between George Pickens, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and even some of the other level receivers, there's a lot of excitement of how diverse this offensive attack could be. And that's where I think this offense is going to find its balance, and how, you know, it's going to make it life easier for the quarterbacks moving forward. But there's other positions to look at, Jenna. We're going to start looking at them, starting with the key position on the offensive line that we've known has been up for grabs all offseason and training camp. And that's the left guard position. Kendrick Green did the worst easily of the linemen last time. And now Kevin Dotson could be stepping in. We'll talk about that and other positions in just a minute here. But first, we got to talk to you guys about one of our great sponsors, Dave. Now, if you don't know about Dave, Dave is a banking app that's here to help you when you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet. It's going to help you organize your expenses, because sometimes unexpected expenses come up, and Dave's here to help you in a pinch when you really need it. Because Dave is a banking app, and they have this feature called Extra Cash, which you can go into and get $500 instantly. And that's more money to help fill up your tank, get a wedding gift, catch up on bills, all the things that sometimes just catch up on you and you whenever you need extra money. You can finally tackle those extra expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups, and there's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief that they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E, Dave. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. That's dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Jenna Harner of Channel 11. Jenna, the Kendrick Green and the offensive line did not mince words. They got roasted by Mike Tomlin when they started this week, and there's been a lot of talk about how they're going to bounce back. But one thing we did see and was confirmed by Kevin Dotson on Wednesday, even during practice, that he's been kind of the first team left guard, you know, this week, because Kendrick Green did get blown up a lot. And we, you know, we've known going into this training camp that it was going to be Kendrick Green, Kevin Dotson, 50-50 for that left guard battle. But it seemed like it was going to be Kendrick Green because Kevin Dotson was hurt. His ankle injuries kept catching up to him, and it was kept becoming a thing. But now Kevin Dotson is healthy and he's fighting for it. Jenna, this is, I think, a really important battle because they need this offensive line, again, to not, it doesn't have to be great, just don't be what it was last Saturday when they were just getting bullied into the backfield almost every play or giving up pressure left and right. And Kendrick Green was easily a weak point here. I think that there's a level of confidence that maybe Kevin Dotson figures it out, but a big question is, can he stay healthy?
I was going to say that's the biggest question there, because the Steelers know what they have in him, obviously, and what he displayed his rookie year back in 2020, which feels crazy to me that he's a third-year guy already. Yeah. Like, you look at it, you're like, how did this happen? But that's the biggest question. Can he stay healthy? Because when he's in there and when he's healthy, you see good things from him. And he shows that, hey, he is capable to be a starting left guard and to protect the quarterback and to be able to, you know, do what the offensive line needs to do in order for whoever's under center to really run the offense effectively and efficiently. But that is a huge question mark. Can he remain healthy? Because injuries have plagued him his short career, and you don't want to see that in a guy that you know he has the skills and the talent that he has. And it's also kind of tough in Kendrick Green's position just because of kind of all the changes he's gone through. You know, we find out that he wasn't as comfortable playing center as, you know, he had talked about when we talked to him. Gosh, what was that, a couple weeks ago? It's crazy. Yeah. I feel like everything is just flown by at this point. But I'm like, wait, how are we at the end of preseason almost? Love it. But, you know, we heard those comments from Kendrick Green, and, you know, obviously him shifting along the line, finding his place exactly, and him admitting that last week was not a great week for the offensive line. And everybody could have, you know, everybody could have told you that one. And you feel, you know, it is intriguing just to kind of see how he has been adapting since he did make the switch from center after last season. But, you know, it's not also a bad thing to have Kevin Dotson in there, I think, and to even just have his quote unquote veteran. He's not a veteran, I don't mean in that sense, but his experience on that line that is so new and does have older guys, obviously, in Mason Cole and James Daniels. But the fact that I think Kevin Dotson being in there, if he can stay healthy, to me, that gives Kendrick Green a little bit more opportunity to learn, get more comfortable, work on his techniques that have been frustrating to him. And, you know, for him to be able to accomplish what he knows he can accomplish.
Right. And a big part of this too is the technique, because Pat Meyer has been trying to teach these guys to how to be aggressive, but in different ways, the hand placement, the foot placement, you know, being able to take different positions and not just work one way. You know, I think the Steelers ran a lot of power run blocking last year in that situation, but they're going to be switching between man and zone blocking schemes. I think that's going to be a big condition here. So the offensive line, a big factor here. Another part of the offense we have to talk about is the bottom end of the wide receiver position. Now, we know the guys that are making it: Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Chase Claypool, Calvin Austin. Those are your four guys that you know are making the team. But the Steelers are most likely, in my opinion, keeping six guys. It's just, it's how they've operated when they felt like they need to keep their depth up at the wide receiver position. They also probably want to keep guys ready to handle special teams at returner positions. And this is where it gets interesting, because Anthony Miller was a guy who I thought was going to make the roster, but then he was out. He's now out for the year with an injury. So now you have three guys in my mind that are fighting for two spots. Those three guys are Gunnar Olszewski, Miles Boykin, and Steven Sims. Now everyone remembers Gunnar Olszewski scored the touchdown. That Mitch Trubisky threw him. He crossed the field. He's been pretty reliable. I think he's had a great training camp. He's looked very good, very shifty, and he's gained more favor with the Steelers quarterbacks. But Miles Boykin, he's been an interesting character because he's got that big 6'4" frame. He's been catching the ball pretty consistently. He's been able to use his size, use his speed, and he's been a gunner on special teams and not, you know, the other gunner, but because gunner's an actual returner, and that gets confusing because his name is gunner and gunner's an actual special teams position. I thought about, don't say it. And then you said it and I'm like, okay, we're just here now.
And then you're like, you have to steer it into it. It's amazing.
It's right. So, but then you have Steven Sims, who I didn't give much of a chance to make the roster, going into camp, but because you have other guys like Cody White, Tyler Snead, but they've kind of fallen to the background. But Steven Sims, he's become that guy who, when Calvin Austin has been the game, he's getting the jet sweeps. He's getting the returns, and he's making them work. He's taken two jet sweeps, one for like 35 yards. The other went for like 13 yards last week. He's had a really good return or two. And those are plays where like, hey, like you earned some respect there. The problem, I think, is that I haven't seen him do that in the receiving game. And whereas you have seen both Gunnar Olszewski and Miles Boykin contribute there themselves. And I think they're excited to make Calvin Austin that guy that gets those returns in those jet sweeps.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of touched on exactly what I was thinking, where in my mind, Gunnar Olszewski and Miles Boykin have both really carved themselves out roles within the receivers room, up to the point where we heard Mike Tomlin, he was asked about it the last week at camp when they were back at St. Vincent College. He was asked about Gunnar Olszewski and has he kind of found a little bit of a niche, not only in the return game, but in the receivers room. And Tomlin basically told us straight up, yes, he has. And he's been impressed, and he could not stop talking about his toughness too. And, you know, you kind of see the two of them during practice, and you see Tomlin kind of working with Gunnar and the conversations that they're having from afar. But I think his role, because knowing him coming over from the Patriots and knowing his pedigree in the return game and in special teams, like, he was a lock to me at that point, just strictly based on what he brings. But what he's done in the receiving room and the way that he has gelled with the quarterbacks, whether it's Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, or Kenny Pickett, and with the way that he's been able to make plays, like, he is so shifty. I know, you know, with you being at practice too, he's fun to watch, and he'll admit, because he's not a big guy, but he's like, hey, I'm going to make plays. I have to figure out what other ways I can make plays because I know it's not going to be my size.
Jeez, exactly. And again, finding ways to win, but that's made him craftier over time. And this is a guy who has like, what, 9 catches in his football career so far in the NFL. So it's not like he's bringing all this experience from the Patriots of being a receiver who gets open all the time, but it's something that he's worked on. And I think that's something that the Steelers highly value. So he's a lock to me, as much as people are probably questioning it. Gunnar Olszewski's making this roster. I think that they will find a way to add Miles Boykin. And unfortunately for Steven Sims, I think he's the odd man out, but probably gets practice squatted or something along those lines. But it's a really tough decision the Steelers have. Another question might be, you know, can the Steelers, do teams kind of prey around these guys and scoop them up because of what they've seen in the preseason? And, you know, that's happened before to the Steelers. They thought that they could stash Quincy Roche on the practice squad. It didn't work. And then he went away to another team. So I'm intrigued to see who stays and then who ends up. They try to hide them, but they'll end up going somewhere else.
Yeah. And that, honestly, if this does work out the way that I have a feeling it's going to be, where it's going to be Olszewski and Boykin and Sims is going to be that odd man out, I could very realistically see him going somewhere else just based on how he has looked in the preseason, and teams are looking for those special teamers type of players where they can make plays. I mean, what, he had that run in Seattle or against Seattle that was phenomenal. That was I don't even
35 yards.
Yeah, 35 on that return. It was, you know, fantastic.
Oh, the return. Yeah, no, that was also really special. I forget how many yards it was.
Yeah. Well, both of those, exactly. We're talking about, you and I, there are multiple plays where he has shown his ability and what he can do. So, yeah, that could very much be a realistic possibility.
Absolutely. We'll keep you posted on that. Watch for the receiver battle. We got two defensive spots that we think are very important. We'll talk about them in just a minute here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. But first, we got to talk to you guys about Bet Online. Y'all know about Bet Online. You go to betonline.net if you're out there looking for all your betting stats and sports information, because they are the number one source for all that kind of information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, including all breakdowns you need on all the Major League Baseball games going on right now, all the preseason football games that are finishing up, and all your season-long bets that you want to place right now so you can cash up big when the season ends on awards, predictions for teams. All those things can be found on BetOnline. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in the action when you visit BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter. She's Jenna Harner. We're talking here about the last two positions that we think that are of the top five, because you can watch any position you want, but of the top five positions that you're looking at here, I want to take a second to talk about the off-ball linebacker position, because we've talked a lot of this summer about Devin Bush and him needing to come along. I felt like both him and Robert Spillane had better games against the Jaguars than they did against the Seahawks, but still wasn't at the level that you really want from this linebacker group. Now, Miles Jack is solidified. He's linebacker one. He's the guy that's going to be, I think, that everyone's going to rely upon. But as far as coming along, I think this is a group that has to show something. Right now, it's a rotation of three linebackers that kind of just cycle in, and they're all kind of working together. But I do think there is a hope from Steelers fans that this can be whittled down to two, or at least someone can step up to the point where it's like, hey, you don't need a third guy unless a person needs a break, because you do want at least two guys that can run, hit, and cover in the middle part of the field, so that can stop being a weakness the way it has been for the Steelers, you know, really whenever after Devin Bush's injury and before Devin Bush joined the team. When Ryan Shazier went down, they need a solution there. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how much those two play, and if those two can play at a better level that gives more confidence to the position, or does, you know, Omar Khan go out and find someone else that can help there?
Yeah, it's going to be intriguing. And this is kind of the one I really have circled kind of heading into this final preseason game here, just to really keep an eye on, because obviously you and I have talked at length about Devin Bush and about what they need to see from him this year, what would be successful. And
yeah,
I mean, while he is stringing things together, I definitely think that you can ask analysts, you can ask Steelers fans, and I don't think it's where he wants it to be yet. Not saying that it still can't get there, but you are seeing things in his game that you don't entirely want to be seeing right now. And I think him and Spillane have a little bit of different skill sets, and I think it kind of suits almost like a rotation. And unfortunately, I feel like that might be what we see for a little while, just because, again, like you mentioned, Miles Jack looks fantastic. Miles Jack is out there. That was a phenomenal acquisition this offseason that I think is going to help this defense tremendously. But that is a point of a big question mark, where it's like, what Devin Bush are you going to get? What Robert Spillane are you going to get? And I have a feeling that depending on the situation, we're going to see a different guy in there, whether it's Spillane or Bush, depending on the situation in terms of the yards and the down and all those types of things.
Absolutely. If there's going to be, I think whoever wins more situational football moments is where Mike Tomlin's going to lean on for more snaps. You know, we have heard that Devin Bush is the guy communicating and keeping everyone on the same page, and he's doing a good job at that. He's just not doing a good job at executing those plays and being aggressive, and he's still flat-footed and not attacking forward. But I think we saw Robert Spillane do a lot more of that in the Jaguars game, but now it's the Lions game. Now you've had your third preseason game. This is your final tune-up before the regular season. The Steelers need to see something here, and I think you're right. I think the biggest thing that any of these guys, don't be extreme liability in coverage, and be aggressive against the run. When even if a lineman's coming at you, find a way to beat them, find a way to hold them up and not allow these big gains, because the Steelers, they want to fix this run defense. They want to make that sure that that's a priority. If you can't stop the run, that makes it tough to put you on the field. But if you're also highly susceptible to, you know, to being beaten coverage, or you're not even a factor in coverage, that also is going to hurt your chances. Devin Bush is the faster of the two. He can get sideline to sideline. He looks better in coverage, but he also has not been the best attacker of the two in the run game. And I think those are the things. It's kind of a yin and yang between these two, but they need Devin Bush to kind of eliminate the yang part of his game so that he can be more of a complete player. Right now, he's kind of just a cover guy that floats around and is in the area. They need him to get back to being that aggressive self when he used to lead the team in tackles.
No, absolutely. And they need to see more from him. I think that's been something that everybody's wanted to see as camp has progressed. And not that it hasn't been, he hasn't displayed some things, because that would be unfair to say, but there's a feeling that there needs to be more. And at this point in the preseason, ideally, I don't know if you want to be thinking that.
Right. It's a little scary to think that at this point, it's the third game. The season starts in 2 weeks after this game. So there's a lot to be concerned there. The other position is also the linebacker position, but the other one, the edge rushers, the outside linebackers. Now, we know TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith. Also, Alex Highsmith, he said he'll be ready for week one, so don't worry about his injury that's made him miss the preseason games. But the key issues behind them, you know, I talked about this Wednesday with Tony Serino, but they let go Gennard Avery, who a lot of people thought was going to be that guy. He was brought in there to win that position of that backup spot, but he's gone now. So now you're looking at it's Derek Tuska, who, you know, is okay and it filled in there last year. Delonte Scott, if you're looking at that. But the guy who's really come on of late and even got some first-team reps this week in practice was Hamilcar Rashid. And he was the guy they brought in at the last minute in free agency during camp. And he's kind of acquitted himself well. But the key issue for me, Jenna, is they need two guys specific, just two guys. You can keep three if you want, but there have to be two guys who could come in, give TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith some rest and not be blown up off the edges, to kind of hold their spot down. Just don't be destroyed in your positions. Just hold it down. Don't be beat by your opponent so bad that the running game breaks loose or there's absolutely no pass rush from the defense.
Well, them letting go of Avery too, like you mentioned, that was definitely a surprise. I think that was kind of the biggest surprise when the Steelers released that first round of cuts and we're kind of looking at it like, wait a minute.
Whoa, what happened there?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously the coaches have some plan that we don't know about, and we're rightfully so not going to know about for the foreseeable future until we talk with Mike Tomlin, get some more intrigue into, you know, the decisions that went into it and, you know, why they're keeping who they're keeping, why they're getting rid of who they're getting rid of. But that was a big question mark because, again, you need those guys. TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith are not going to play every snap. So you need someone that can come in behind them. And like you said, you don't have to go out there and beat TJ Watt, but steady the ship a little bit and just hold down the fort. Make sure nothing happens. Don't get blown up on the outside. I do like what I've seen from Derek Tuska as camp has progressed, but at the same time, you need, and the same kind of same thing with Devin Bush, and obviously they're in different categories in that way, right. But you do want to see a little bit more. You do want to know that he can be a guy that you can put in there and have that complete full confidence, and not saying that there isn't confidence in him, but I think there can be more. And I think he can demonstrate, here's why you can have more confidence in me in this final preseason game.
Absolutely. They need confidence in somebody. And this may be another position where Omar Khan might call somebody up and say, hey, we just need a body, just someone who can be a veteran in this position. Last year, they tried Melvin Ingram. It didn't work. They ended up with Taco Charlton, who I think filled in kind of well, yeah, you know, for what it was, but he signed another deal. Can they find another vet like that? We'll find out if they even need to, because I think if Hamilcar Rashid plays really well, they may say, you know what? He's our other guy. We're going to rock with him and see how this plays out. But those are your top five groups that we're looking at for this Sunday preseason game. You've got quarterback with how it plays out between all three, even though Mitch is most likely the starter. You got left guard between Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green. Does Kevin Dotson use the opportunity to start to solidify his position? You've got the final last two wide receiver spots, Gunnar Olszewski, Miles Boykin, and Steven Sims. We're favoring both Olszewski and Boykin. You have the off-ball linebacker position. Who wins the rotation? Who's going to be the main feature guys there? And the backup edge rusher positions to all look at. It's going to be a fun day against the Detroit Lions. We will be talking about that on the Monday episode of the Locked On Steelers podcast. We'll try to get it up a little early, like Sunday evening going into Monday, so that you can get a quicker reaction here. But Jenna, thanks so much for joining us here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We always appreciate you being able to make it on the show. Let people know I can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
It is always a pleasure to be here, and I can't wait to get football season rolling. We're almost here. Let's go. College football's back. It is a great time. You can find me on Twitter at JennaHarner11, Instagram Jenna_Harner, and on WPXI we have a ton coming with Skylights, our high school Friday Night Lights football show, which Chris and I co-host. Can't
yes.
wait for that. We're going to have a blast. And just obviously all your Steelers coverage when they officially do announce the starter in the coming weeks. Crazy.
Absolutely. It is going to be crazy. We'll keep you posted right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Again, I'm your host, Chris Carter. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Read my work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Go there to find my coverage on the University of Pittsburgh's athletic department. You can also listen to this show. You'll follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. You can also listen to this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, or YouTube. If you're enjoying this show on YouTube, hit the like button on this video. And if you enjoyed it, subscribe to our YouTube channel to get all of our daily episodes. If you want to help out the show even more, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review with a positive comment, and we'll get you a shout out at the end of the show. Thanks again to everybody for hanging out with us. We appreciate y'all. Have a great weekend. Back on your screens and in your ears Sunday night and Monday, breaking down what happened in this final preseason game. We'll see you then.